Meet some of the US influencers Netanyahu chose to meet with at Israel's Consulate General in New York, tasked with taking over TikTok and X in an attempt to shore up international support for Israel during the genocide in Gaza. First up, we have his own son. Yeah, Netanyahu. His Instagram bio reads, "From the river to the sea, this flag, the Israeli flag, is all you'll see." On social media, he has denied the genocide in Gaza and blamed images showing malnutrition on genetic issues, attributing them to Palestinian incest.
I just want to remind that 45% of the marriages in Gaza are between first cousins. So there is some genetic problems there. And they presented it like he's suffering from starvation.
Next is Lizzie Savetsky, a pro-Israel influencer. At the roundtable with Netanyahu, she said,
"I stick my neck out there and say the harsh truth that people don't often want to hear."
Back in February, she shared a video of Rabbi Meir Kahane, a figure who was even deemed extremist by Israel itself, once again calling it the truth and saying that the only language Arabs understand is force and fear. And then there's Emily Austin, another Zionist influencer. She's publicly denied cases of Palestinian suffering, accused Palestinian journalists of being terrorists, and yet was still allowed to report at the FIFA Club World Cup. In one video, she said this about being pro-Palestine.
"Imagine supporting people who start wars just to lose the wars so they can cry about it and then try it all again."
She was also invited by Trump to view the so-called Epstein files, which of course contained only flight logs and contact lists already public for years. Another influencer, That Opinionated Girl, formerly That Zionist Girl, following her meeting with Netanyahu,
"APAC is not an Israeli organization. It has no ties whatsoever to the government of Israel."
So this is the same APAC that coordinates directly with Israeli officials, lobbies for pro-Israel policy, and was set up after its predecessor was legally required to register as a foreign agent. The group has also funded hundreds of congressional trips to Israel over the last decade. Then there's Deborah Leah Schwarzman, a Trump supporter and pro-Israel influencer. She called Netanyahu a personal hero and one of the greatest politicians of all time, describing meeting him as the honor of her life. Previously, she posted that people supporting Palestine should rot in hell.
"The people that are sympathizing with Palestine right now literally rot in hell."
And then there's Shay Sabo, the proudest Israeli American you'll ever meet. She says her compassion for Palestinians is why she does not support recognizing a Palestinian state while continuing to promote pro-Israel content online.
"I care about their future so much that I refuse to endorse a plan that traps them under corrupt and extremist ideology and leadership."
It's certainly not the first time Israel has enlisted US influencers to try and counter the facts. In August, Israel allowed a select number of American and Israeli influencers access to Gaza in an attempt to counter major news organizations around the world and what they'd been reporting about the deadly nature of aid distribution in Gaza. And one such influencer was self-proclaimed Zionist Xavier DeRusso, who proudly said,
"If I were Israel, I wouldn't even provide matching socks to Gaza."
And of course, these individuals were the exception to Israel's total ban on international journalists from entering and reporting in Gaza. Netanyahu's interest in TikTok also appears to come at the same time as reports that the Trump administration is finalizing a deal with Beijing to move the app's US operations from Chinese to American control. And so, from Yair Netanyahu to Lizzie Savetsky, Emily Austin to Deborah Leah, these influencers are no longer just spreading Zionist ideology. They are part of a coordinated effort to try and normalize and obscure the ongoing genocide in Gaza.